BroadwayBroadway.com.
Woo! How are we doing? How are we? It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging around with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. Oh, I wonder. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever want to be loved by anyone, it's not unusual.
Broadway stars
and all your favorite Broadway hits,
broadcasting on air and online.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hey, it's Maher.
Here's your host.
Hello. Hey, it's Maher. Welcome back, and we are here for another weekend underground, listening to the best of what Broadway's got to offer. And happy Tony Award nomination week, y'all. I don't know if you can actually hear this. There's people doing fireworks outside. It's nice. I love fireworks. I love blowing them up. I love watching them. I love hearing them. Even I think out of all the noises that can disturb me in the middle of the night, or like if I'm laying in bed, I can still hear them like banging through the window. Out of all noises that typically disturb me, fireworks are the number one thing that I don't mind. Like, I will let anybody light fire. I will hear them all night. Totally fine by me. Sometimes I can see them because I live high up. Oh, it's so fun. I see some red ones and some green ones tonight. I don't really know what they're doing it for. I pulled my desk. Oops. Okay, I suspect that it's something to do with, like, I don't know, the coronation. What time is England? It's midnight, 1 o'clock, 2. I don't know. But they've got to be, okay, so it's got to be celebrating something. I don't know what it is. Let's just say that they're celebrating Tony Award nominations with us. Because holy wow, look at this list. Have you guys checked it out? What's your favorite nomination so far? Personally, like I've seen Aunt Juliet, so I can see why it's nominated. But New York is also nominated. Shucked. Some Like It Hot. I think J. Harrison G. was also personally nominated for that. I have to look into the list. But that was super fun to see. Congratulations to all those fantastic performers. Oh my goodness. So Tony Awards are happening June 11th at 6:30. That's in Eastern time. So yeah, 6:30 to 8. I don't know if we're going to have another after party this year. I mean, like, the after party was a concept of the COVID times, really, right? And so, like, I don't know. I haven't decided. I got to talk to a couple people about putting together the after party this year and see if we're going to be broadcasting. But we'll let you guys know. I'll post an update on the website, and you guys can take a look at to see whether or not there's going to be one happening. In the meantime, what we're going to do is we're going to get the show going with a couple songs. By the way, off the top of the show, we had Sean McDermott performing It's Not Unusual. We're going to listen to Kate Bolden and Aaron Lazar singing I'd Give It All For You. Let me just push a couple buttons here.
Broadcasting the best of underground Broadway.
BelowBroadway.com.
House while you were gone, the week after you left me, I found a couple acres near Severna Park. I had a house while you were gone, a house with silver shutters, a driveway laid in marble, thousands of rooms to fill, miles of space to fly, and I tried to believe it. It was better without you. I was safer alone. No, I'd give it all for you. I'd give it all for you by my side once more. Oh, I'd give it all for you, I'd give it all to hold you again, to feel I'm completed, to know there and then that all that I needed was you to fight the fear. And now you're here.
I took a trip while I was gone. I cashed in all my savings and I bought an Eldorado and I drove to Tennessee. I took a trip while I was gone. I drove across the country and I stopped in lots of diners and I stared at a million stars. But I thought I could touch the sky. Was better without you. I was finally free. No, I'd give it all for you. I'd give it all for you by my side once more. Oh, I'd give it all for you. I'd give it 'cause the mountains I climb grow higher and higher. I'm running from time and through fire and dreams just don't come true. But now there's you.
God knows it's easy to hide. It's easy to hide from the things that you feel. It's harder to stand and fight for the things you believe.
Easy to run from the people you love, and harder to stand and fight for the things you believe.
Nothing about us was perfect or clear, but when paradise calls me, I'd rather be here. There's something between us that nobody else needs to see.
There are all
I'd give it all for you by my side once more. Oh, I'd give it all for you. I'd give it 'cause it's harder to touch the things that are dearer. I love you too much to trust something clearer. I know.
Broadcasting the best of underground Broadway.
Whoa, Elle. What's up? Doc? Excuse me?
I put my faith in love. I follow where it led.
Love led you here.
To my personal circle of hell. It has not worked out well. I wish that I were dead. Cause instead of a wedding and love, I'm flunking out of school, a total laughing stock. Someone he and his friends can just mock. So go on, here's my head. Just hit him with a rock.
Wait. Go back. You came out here to follow a man. Harvard Law was just part of that plan. What rich, romantic planet are you from?
Malibu.
Instead of lying outside by the pool, you stalk some guy to an Ivy League school. That's the weirdest reason I have.
Why'd you come?
Okay. I grew up in the Roxbury slums with my mom and a series of bums. Guys who showed me all the ways a man can fail. I got through law school by busting my ass. I worked two jobs in addition to class. So forgive me for not weeping at your tale.
Well, excuse me, just because you have some kind of chip on your shoulder.
You know what? You're right. There's a chip on my shoulder, and it's big as a boulder. With a chance I've been given, I'm gonna be driven as hell. I'm so close I can taste it, so I'm not gonna waste it. Yeah, there's a chip on my shoulder. Get one as well.
Well, I'm sorry, but that sounds highly negative. Wait, two jobs plus law school? How do you do it?
Well, I don't go to parties a lot. Not good use with the time that I got. I can't spend hours doing my hair and staying in shape.
I don't spend hours.
But I know it'll all be worthwhile when I win my first lucrative trial and buy my mom that great big house out on the Cape.
Oh, that's so sweet.
No. Mom and told her, for the chance I've been given, I'm gonna be driven as hell, though I can't take a day off. I just think of the payoff, you need a chip on your shoulder. Little Miss Woods, comma L.
I just need to prove to everyone that I'm serious.
No, what you need is to get to work. Where are your law books?
Well, I know they're here somewhere.
You know, this vanity's real picturesque, but it started its life as a desk. Clear it off and find some room for books instead.
What are you doing?
Can you live without this? Can you live without that? I don't know what this is.
It's for hair.
Wear a hat. Spend some time improving what's inside your head. Out, out, put it in storage, sell it on eBay, leave it behind. Out, out, what? Are you angry? Good, so good angry. You may find a chip on your shoulder. Just got colder.
Yeah.
With a chance you've been given, why are you not driven as hell? There's just no way around it. You gotta plow through till you.
Falcons!
Been reading it hard, I can tell. Define malum prohibitum.
Malum prohibitum is
an act
prohibited by law, like jaywalking. were chewing gum in Singapore.
Therefore, Malamisay
is an action, evil in itself. Assault, murder, white cheese after Labor Day.
Good. Yeah. Where are you going?
Home, of course. It's Thanksgiving break, remember?
Interesting.
What?
Well, I predict you will probably pass in the bottom percent of your class.
What?
If you're going for mediocre, you've done great.
But that's not fair.
Look, they laughed at me like they're laughing at you. We can't win if we don't follow through. Might I venture your vacation plans can wait?
Why do you always have to be right? Bye, Warner. Merry Christmas. Enjoy Vail.
Ho, ho, ho.
Emmett.
This is for you. Not as good as going home for Christmas, but...
You are too sweet.
No, it's a real time saver. It's shampoo and conditioner in one.
You are too sweet to think of me.
Hey, Al.
What?
Have you seen Vivian? I've been looking for her everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, no.
Okay, we're gonna miss our flight. I don't know if you've noticed before, but each time Warner walks through the door, your IQ goes down to 40, maybe less. Though it's hardly my business to say, could it be the real thing in your way is the very guy you're trying to impress?
Yes. I've been smiling and sweet and thoroughly beaten, blowing my chance. Let's not chase him away. Let's
rights for visitation, Russell versus Solomon.
But Russell was known to the mother. Latimer was an anonymous donor.
Well, yes. But without Mr. Latimer's sperm, the child in question wouldn't exist.
Well, now you're thinking like a lawyer. Yes, Miss Woods.
Mr. Huntington makes an excellent point. But did the defendant keep a log of every sperm emission made throughout his life?
Interesting. Why do you ask?
Well, unless the defendant attempted to contact every sexual encounter to see if a child resulted from those unions, he has no parental claim over this child whatsoever. Why now? Why this sperm?
I see your point.
And by Mr. Huntington's standards, all masturbatory emissions where the sperm was clearly not seeking an egg can be called reckless abandonment.
Miss Woods, you just won your case.
Oh my God!
Miss Woods, excellent work today. I assume you're applying for my internship. Do you have a resume?
I'm one step ahead of you. Here you go, and thanks in advance for your consideration.
Dear God, it's scented. Now, 3 months ago, I would have recycled this, but make sure to put it on file.
Yes, you got a chip on her shoulder. Maybe some wise man told her. With the chance we've been given, we gotta be driven as hell. She was something to see there. I'm just happy I could be there. First contestant, she hastened. She's so close, she can taste. She's got a chip on her shoulder. Guess you never can tell. Oh, the little Miss Woods come in. You never can tell.
www.mrlatimer.com.
That is such a fun song, eh, right? Oh, man. With Little Miss Hoodcomber. I love that little bit. If there's one person you can guarantee to not mess that up, it's Dan DeLuca. And I've listened to so many covers. Like, you guys can believe me when I say I've listened to so many covers of that song. I've tried to find, you know, good ones to play and just like to see who's singing what, right? And that one was Dan DeLuca, Sari St. Louis and company performing at 54 Below. And yeah, absolutely, Dan DeLuca can hit that. And if I'm going to be honest with you, when we talk about like musical earworms, or like motifs, that's the word, like musical motifs or musical elements in a song that just really resonate with you or that you really, really like, that is just one of them in the show that I just, it stands out to me. And it's like one of my favorite moments when it's just like, to me, great piece of music right there. Love it. Who do we listen to? We listened to, yeah, we already said Kate. Oh, this is what it reminds me. So, okay, so like that was from Legally Blonde, the musical, and Christian Borle played in that original production, originated the role in the production. And back to the Tony Award nominations, Christian Borle is nominated side by side, fellow castmate in the same play for the same category. So Jay Harrison G is also nominated. They're both nominated, Some Like It Hot, for the category Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role in a Musical. So that's going to be exciting to see a little bit of friendly competition. It's not bad to be put up against someone else in your show. Like, obviously, it's sad if someone loses and the other one wins because, like, you beat your friend to get that. But, like, still, you got to count it as a win. If one person wins, it's a win for both because, like, you're sharing the stage. You're, right? That's what I think. Who else have we got nominated for that category? Brian D'Arcy James, who we know from Shrek. Ben Platt, who we know from Ben Platt. And Colton Ryan from New York, New York. Oh, and I miss Josh Groban. Who? Josh Groban is Josh Groban, but is nominated for Sweeney Todd, the Demon of Barber of Fleet Street. There we go. Actresses. Let's go on to the actresses while we're at it. Jessica Chastain. Okay, so these are going to be best performances for an actress in a leading role in a play. No, let's go to musicals. Best performance by actress in a musical. It's going to be Annaly Ashford. Oh, who also was in Legally Blonde, the musical. But yeah, she's going to be for Sweeney Todd. Sarah Bareilles is Into the Woods. Victoria Clark for Kimberly Akimbo, right? Lorna Courtney for And Juliet. And Michaela Diamond for Parade. That's going to be exciting. And Juliet. I really like that one. I don't know. I'm kind of partial to that one now just because I've actually seen it. We got the autographs. And the other ones, I haven't really seen them. You know, I haven't really had the opportunity to see those ones. And that's what I don't like about being in Canada. If I can say one thing about what I don't like about my country, it's that we don't get the best selection of Broadway shows. And it's very, very expensive just to go see it for like a weekend, you know, even like a couple nights in the hotel room in New York or like an Airbnb. Airbnbs used to be expensive. Now they're just ridiculous with, you know, all the fees and stuff. But like it used to be affordable to, you know, make a quick trip. And granted, even when I was living on the West Coast, that extra like 3-hour flight from Western Canada to Eastern Canada to go to Toronto to then cross the border to New York, like that itself is, it used to be a little bit more affordable. Now prices are just absolutely ridiculous. Anyways, where did that rant come from? I don't know. You want to listen to some music again? Let us play some music. Pull up this song. Pull up this song. Oh, I know this song. Sit down, you're rocking the boat. That's a fun song.
Broadcasting the best of underground Broadway.
Click the button.
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven. And by some chance, I had brought my dice along, and there I stood, and I hollered, "Someone feed me!" But the passengers, they knew right from wrong. For the people all said, sit down. Sit down, you're rocking the boat. The people all said, sit down. Sit down, you're rocking the boat. And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist, and there I stood,
nicely,
passing out the whiskey. But the passengers were bound to resist. For the people all said, beware, you're on a heavenly trip. The people all said, beware, beware, you'll scuttle the ship. And the devil will drag you under by the fancy tie round your wicked throat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. And as I laughed at those passengers to heaven, a great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sank and I hollered, someone save me, that's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord. And I said to myself, sit down. Sit down, you're rocking the boat. I said to myself, sit down. Sit down, you're rocking the boat. And the devil will drag you under with a soul so heavy you'll never float. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Sit down, you're rocking, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Sit down, you're rocking, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
Broadcasting the best of underground Broadway. BelowBroadway.com.
Listen, Jamie, do you hear that sound? You should have known the gays would never let you down. When you need someone to jump your car or save your lesbian bar, hear them gathering, the femmes and butches, 'cause they know you fight. When you've got something good, you've got to hold on tight to what is in your heart. The battle's about to start. Like the Olympic torch, we'll never let it go out. We're gonna fight the forces that are holding us down. We'll keep it lit, lit, lit. Don't ever quit, quit, quit. We'll never let the flame go out.
This place, our home, I see I'm never alone. With you all by my side, I can't be afraid to fight.
Like the Olympic torch, we'll never let it go out. We're gonna fight the forces that are holding us down.
Gonna need some change, 'cause we're gonna stage a sit and let the goddamn flame call the papers and the media and make them heard. What? Get the word out that we're gonna need a bunch of gays, and we gotta make it happen in a couple days. If they wanna kick us out, they'll have to get to work.
Like the Olympic torch, we'll never let it go out. We're gonna fight the forces that are holding us down. We'll keep it lit, lit, lit. Don't ever quit, quit.
Fight
the forces that are holding us down.
We'll keep
broadcasting the best of underground Broadway.
Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time she'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. She will hold me fast. I'll be home at last. Not a loser anymore, like the last time and that time before. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loves me. Mr. Peaceful, Mr. Happy, that's what I long to be. All the odds are in my favor. Something's bound to begin. It's gotta happen, happen sometime. Maybe this time I'll win. Everybody, oh, they love a winner, so nobody loved me. Mr. Peaceful, Mr. Happy, that's what I long to be. Well, all the odds are in my favor. Something's bound to begin. It's gotta happen, happen sometime. Maybe this time, maybe this time,
BelowBroadway.com.
And that was Ryan Knoll singing Maybe This Time down at 54 Below. That's actually a recent recording. I think that was back in 2022. Going back, we had the cast of Flame singing Keep It Lit. And you can obviously, it's unbelievable, like unmistakably, Jen Colella's voice. You can tell who's singing. There's some people with an unmistakable voice, and she is one of them. So let's see the cast. I don't have a list of the whole cast. Oh, no, I can't pull it up. Sorry, guys. But it was the cast of Flame. And Bill Daughtry, I think we mentioned that earlier. Sit down, you're rocking the boat. Made famous by, of course, Glee clubs all over the world. And, of course, Glee, when I watched it back in 2000. Oh, my gosh, it would have been like early 2000s. The turnaround on that show was just ridiculous. Like, I can't believe how fast it was. From the time that we heard a song on the radio and it became popular to, oh my gosh, there it is. The newest song is now on Glee. Like, obviously now working in the industry, I can see now. It makes perfect sense. Like, there's deals, there's networks, there's promotions, there's stuff in place. Like, it makes perfect sense. But, like, as a kid, it just blew my mind. Just how could a school arrange such a Glee Club version of a song overnight. You know, it didn't make sense storyline wise as a kid to me, going through, like, you know, going through school, and we had to spend hours and hours and hours trying to get our choral arrangements. Speaking of school, I actually was scrolling through Instagram and I saw my school came back from some sort of a competition, my school, my old high school, where I graduated like 10 years ago, they came back from a competition down in BC, and they came back with a bunch of first place trophies. Keeping it real, guys. Keeping up the tradition. Well done, well done. Great job, Mr. Brown and Mr. Bell. All right. I'm still scrolling through a list of musicals nominated for Tony Awards this year. Best costume design of a play. We got Life of Pi. The costume team, Nick Hatley. Ugh, I can't read. I'm dyslexic. Tim Hatley, Nick Barnes, and Finn Caldwell for The Life of Pi. I really, really want to see that particular show. I'm very interested in the visual effects of that one. I think I talked about this last week or something, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Sound Like It Hot, costume design and musical. Oh, that's yeah. Scroll down, costume design for Anne Juliet for New York, New York. Lighting design, yes, a lot of lighting designers are nominated here. Same thing with Life of Pi. I definitely think that one's going to win. My money is on Tim Lutkin to win lighting design for Life of Pi. Anyone want to take that bet? Can we gamble on the radio? Just email the show at belowbroadway.com if you want to take that bet. I'll put money on it. We don't have a lottery license. Sorry. Best lighting design, yes. And then, oh, best sound design of a play. Again, for sound design, I actually am going to give this one to... Wait. Where's... It's not on? I thought there was going to be a nomination. Okay, well... I was looking at the list of plays. There it is. Okay, I thought it was... Okay, Gareth Owen. That's my money's on Gareth Owen for sound design for Anne Juliet. I was looking on the wrong list. I was looking for sound design of a play, and I'm like, wait a second. Where is it? How is that? And then, yeah, wrong list. So, again, for sound design of a musical, we've got Kai Hadara nominated for New York, New York. Scott Lahir and Alex Newman for Into the Woods. Gareth Owen, like I said, for Anne Juliet. Again, that's my favorite sound design for Memphis the Musical. Back in 2010, 2011. John Shivers for Shucked. And Naveen Steinberg for Sweeney Todd. You know, just keep reading the list. I'm not going to keep reading the list. I mean, we've all seen this. Charlie Rose and Brian Carter for Something Like It Hot for Best Orchestrations. I like the orchestrated covers at 54 Below that we play here. I like when there's a full band, couple basses, couple strings. It really fills out the sound, right? Anyways, we're going to play a song from Little Mermaid, Poor Unfortunate Souls. Oh, you know what? Oh, where was the list? Okay. Sidetrack. I was reading the list of nominations and I saw Bonnie Milligan on the list of nominees. Am I right? Let me just double check. Yes, Bonnie Milligan was nominated for, let's see here, where was the list? For Kimberly Akimbo. Ah, best performance by an actress in a featured role in a musical. You know what? Good for her. I was reading that list and that name struck out to me because I remember one of my favorite performances of Joseph of Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. You know how much I love Joseph. I love that one. It was like the stage musical with, that short dude who's married to Ben Platt. It was like, and then there was like the Beyonce style queen instead of Elvis. And Alex was in there. Alex Newell raising the roof, which is like super, super, super high notes. Anyways, let my mind wander off and we're going to play some music. Bye-bye.
Broadcasting the best of underground Broadway.
I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find in our days, I've mended all my ways. Repented, seen the light and made a switch. Try it! And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And here lately, please don't laugh, I use it on behalf of the miserable, lonely, and depressed. Pathetic, poor, unfortunate souls. In pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl. Do I help them? Yes, indeed. Those poor unfortunate souls, so sad but true. it's much preferred for ladies not to say a word. And after all, dear, what is idle prattle for? Come on! They're not at all impressed with conversation. True gentlemen avoid it when they can. But they did in turning fawn on a lady who's withdrawn. It's she who holds her tongue, who gets her man. Come on! Take a gulp and take a breath and go ahead and sign the scroll. Thoughts of jets, now I've got a boys. The boss is on a roll. You poor unfortunate soul.
BelowBroadway.com.
Such power. That was not Bonnie Milligan. I don't know why I was talking about Bonnie, but that was Melissa Cavanaugh singing Poor Unfortunate Souls from The Little Mermaid. Okie dokie. Let's see. What do I have lined up for the rest of the night here? Fireworks have stopped, by the ways. They continued on for a little bit. They ran to some blue ones, too, and then they stopped. We've got Christopher Robin. Lost in the Wilderness. Man, I can't talk. I feel as if, like, the long day of doing work has worn me out, that my brain is just not functioning. So we've got Christopher Robin singing Lost in the Wilderness coming up. We've also got Stella Catherine Cole singing When the Sun Comes Out. But before I do that, what was something I had it pulled up right here. But honestly, you know what? That's what it was. I had something that I was going to talk about, but then I got sidetracked doing paperwork because I got an email from my agent saying I have to do paperwork for something on Monday. So that's what I was doing, and I didn't pull up that thing. So what we're going to do, we're going to go back to listen to some music, and then I'm going to... Oh, remember Ren from last week? We're going to... I got a recording from her. That's what it was going to be. Oh, no, that's what I'll make it. That's what it's going to be now. So remember last week we were talking about my cousin Ren going to sing in a choral... like a choir, some sort of choral arrangements of Broadway songs. I got in touch with her again. She sent me over a copy of the recording. It's a small clip from one of the songs, and I actually asked for that one specifically because the pianist was really good. I really like when they have such clear piano. But anyways, we're also going to listen to that. So before all that, Christopher Robin, Lost in the Wilderness.
BelowBroadway.com.
I never made this world, I didn't even lose it. And no one said it was fair. But they had a garden once, they had a chance to choose it. They gave it away, put my share.
No chance of living, boy, I feel you confess.
best of underground Broadway.
BelowBroadway.com.
When the sun comes out and the rain stops beating on my window pane, when the sun comes out, there'll be bluebirds round my door singing like they did before that old storm broke out. And my man walked off and left me in the rain. Though he's gone, I doubt if he'll stay away for good. I'd stop living if he should. Love is funny. It's not always peaches, cream, and honey. Just when everything seemed bright and sunny, suddenly the cyclone came. I shall never be the same till the sun comes out and the rain stops beating on my window pane. When the sun comes out, let it rain and let it pour. It may not be long before there's a knocking at my door. Then you know the one I love walked in. When the sun comes out and the rain stops beating on my window pane, if my heart let it rain and let it pour. It may not be long before there's a knocking at my door. Then you'll know the one I love walked in when the sun comes out.
BelowBroadway.com.
Such classic style sounding. Such classic style sound. Such classic sound. You know what to do with those words. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't know. Okay, anyways. We've got that clip of the recording. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Okay, so we're gonna play the recording, a clip of the recording from the concert. There was the Harlequin Singers based out of Hamilton, Ontario. I got a quick clip of them performing Corner of the Sky. Let me just play that for you. Here it is. It's a special treat, and then we'll talk a little bit more and get back to chatting with Ren. Here we go. So beautiful, so beautiful. And you know what? The concert was amazing. The performance was great. I don't actually think I said anything about the concert. Oh my God, guys. It was amazing. It was beautiful. The there's something to be said about the difference between like choral singing and then stage singing. You know, they're for those who remember our choir instructors, oh, Mr. Bell, thank you for all the wonderful lessons you've taught us. But, you know, the shape of the vowels of O's and A's versus, like, you know, on stage you could sing it like you're saying it versus in a choral setting, you have a very, very round shape to a round shape to your vowels and your mouth and your sound. And, oh, my gosh, I sound like the teachers that I hated growing up. Not that I hated you, Mr. Bell, sorry. And I just hated those lessons where it's like, no, cut. You're not singing rap. You're like, oh, so open your jaw. Every choir student's having like flashbacks right now with their teacher going through the same thing. But you know, that's what I mean, right? The performance was amazing. The blending was amazing. The balance between high frequencies and low frequencies. I'm getting all technical here, right? But like, you know, there's never enough men in choirs. There's never enough men like giving solid foundation to the bass line. And I was really pleasantly surprised hearing just how well blended. There was, I think, four or five gentlemen singing and balancing out like 10-ish women. I didn't count. And I think there was also another woman who played in that section on lower end. So like, it was very, very well balanced. It was very well rehearsed, very clean, very crisp. And what was I saying? All right, but there's something to be said about like the difference between Broadway songs being performed in the choral setting, right? It's you're used to hearing them a certain way, and then you hear them performed in a different way. I thought it was nice. I really enjoyed it. I don't know where that thought was going. It's just it's different, right? It's different because it's not what you're expecting. I was kind of expecting. No, I don't want to say that I was even expecting, like Broadway before. I knew it was going to be a choral arrangement. Like when we were talking about it last week, I knew it was going to be this type of choral arrangements. Like, so I think I walked in expecting, but it's like it's different than when you are expecting to hear someone singing it, like the covers that we play here tonight and on the show. It's like you hear cover people singing like maybe one soloist and a bunch of background. That's probably what's going to be on the show on the 11th that she was talking about. Anyways, it was great. It was great. Thank you guys so much for providing me a copy of that recording. It was under the direction of Michael Pinn and accompanied by Laura Pinn. And let me just see if I can even pull up their website, harlequinsingers.com. That's right. Harlequin Singers, H-R-H-A, I can't, I'm dyslexic. Google Harlequin Singers, Hamilton. Yeah, I can't. Sorry, guys. Anyways, so I was talking to Ren, and I'm going to wrap up the show. We're going to play one last song, and I'll let her pick the song, because when we were chatting on the phone, and I asked her if we can get a copy of the recording, which thanks again, by the ways, thanks again to the entire choir and for the director for providing that copy, and also for the church for actually, like, recording. I think the recording came from the church sound system, so thank you very much to the church, whose name I don't know. Thank you, church. Anyways. I was talking to Ren, and I asked her a question. But I guess my last question to ask would be, if you could have the spotlight on stage and sing one Broadway number, what would your solo be? Such a heavy question for the last question, eh?
No, I got it. It's From Now On from The Greatest Showman.
That's
for
your
sure.
It, yeah?
Yeah, that's it. Or Defying Gravity, probably. That would have been it before... From Now On. And I don't... there's a lot of good ones. Ooh!
Wait, can you do the riff at the end of Defying Gravity? Can you hit those notes?
Oh, like the... yeah, it's just a soprano one. So someone will be doing that as a solo come June 10th.
I am
Not
going
me,
to
though.
Put you to the test one of these days. I want to hear your riff, okay?
I don't think I'm that good yet. I'm still practicing. So, but like someone in the choir could definitely do that for right. Sure. There's, what was the other one? It's from Come From Away.
Me in the Sky.
Me in the Sky. Yeah. Yeah. It's that one. That one I've practiced before.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
Good answers. Yeah. Awesome. I appreciate the interview. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this with me.
Thank you for asking. That's so great. I did not know you did this. And if I will follow you and listen to your podcast. No.
It's on Spotify. Oh man. So cut that really quick. So yeah, she called it. We're going to listen to one last song performed by Jen Colella. And let me just see, did we cover the last couple artists? We did cover the last couple artists. So thanks again, Ren, for coming on my show, chatting about that. And thanks for picking our last song, which is Jen Colella performing Me and This Guy from Come From Away.
My parents must have thought they had a crazy kid, 'cause I was one of those kids who always knew what I wanted. They took me down to the airport to see all the planes depart, and watching them fly, something inside of me was starting. I was 8 when I told them that I'd be a pilot. But I was too young and too short, and there were no female captains. And my dad said, be patient, he said, just see what happens. But I took my first lesson, came down from the sky, and told my father to fly for the rest of my life. And I got my first job, flying for a mortician in a tiny bonanza. Just a corpse and me, $5 an hour. For flying dead bodies, I had to climb over their faces just to get to my seat. And suddenly the wheels lift off, the ground is falling backwards. I am suddenly alive. Suddenly I'm in the cockpit. Suddenly everything's changed. Suddenly I'm not too young or too short, and the passengers in the back don't complain. Suddenly I'm flying company charters. Suddenly everything's high. Suddenly there's nothing in between me and the sky.
Suddenly there's something in between. Thanks for listening to the best of Underground Broadway.
Now available on all podcast platforms. Subscribe today.
BelowBroadway.com.